Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet. And you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, Not all of you are clean. Jesus knew who was to betray him. Unlike us, filled with sin and filled with bitterness and filled with a desire to get a pound of flesh, unlike us, Jesus shared that meal with his disciples. Unlike us, who would have barred Judas from the table, who would have forced him to flee before the meal, who would have said, No, you can't eat here because you are dirty. You can't eat here because you're getting ready to betray me. You cannot eat with us the Passover because you are not worthy. Jesus ate with him. Jesus included him in the meal. Jesus sat there with him, and in passing the cup and in passing the bread around the table, Jesus received from Judas on his left. What an amazing thought. Even though Judas was going to betray Jesus, and Jesus knew who it was. It's not as if Jesus had no idea which one of his disciples was going to betray him. Jesus knew. Jesus knew it was going to be Judas. And he could very easily have said, Judas, go away. You're going to betray me, and I don't want to have you eat this Passover with us here tonight. No. He didn't do that. Instead, he included him. He included him in the meal. He included him in the washing of the feet. He knelt before the one who would betray him and washed his feet. That which a servant does, menial labor, taking hands and taking water and pouring the water over and washing the grimy, awful, dust-encrusted, smelly feet of Judas. Jesus, knowing he would betray him, washed his feet, admitted him to the table, sat with him, communed with him. Wow. My friends, my brothers and sisters, tonight we come here to receive the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, the Holy Communion, the Eucharist. There are many terms for this wonderful, glorious meal. When we speak of it as being the Lord's Supper, we speak of it as being Jesus' supper, the meal that Jesus had with his disciples, that meal that he had, the Seder, Passover Seder ritual, in which he gathered with his friends, with his family, his disciples, in an upper room, and partook with them that ancient, glorious meal of thanksgiving and preparation and empowerment that came from the Passover, reminding them that God was their cover, their Passover lamb, the blood on the door, and that their Passover lamb indeed was with them in Jesus. Jesus gathered with them. The Lord's Supper speaks about the nature of this meal as Jesus' meal. Indeed, it speaks about the nature of the meal as being Jesus' very presence with us here in the community of the faith. So when we speak of it as being the Lord's Supper, we're speaking of it as being Jesus' table. That's why we in the United Methodist Church have an open table, have an open communion, so that all may come. Because even Judas came. Who are we to tell anyone that they cannot. We call it Holy Communion. Communion means gathering together. It means it's based on the concept of the word community. Holy Communion speaks of the gathering together and to being made holy together. It speaks of being brought together. So when we speak about Holy Communion, we're talking about how we are brought together with one another and we are brought together again with God. We just sang here a moment ago, in remembrance of me, in communion. We are brought together. We are remembered together with each other and with Jesus. There's the Lord's Supper. There's Holy Communion. There's that other word, that weird word, what Peggy calls that strange word that I call it, the Eucharist. What is that word? That's a weird sounding word. What is that? The word Eucharist, Eucharistita in Greek, meaning thanksgiving. In Holy Communion, in the Lord's Supper, we have an opportunity to give thanks and praise to God for all the wonderful things that He has done, for all the wonderful gifts that He has given us, for all the incredible opportunities we have received to sit at the Master's side and to hear Him speak and to learn from Him and to receive His grace and mercy, and indeed from the cross to receive His forgiveness for our sins. It is indeed a meal of thanksgiving in which we come to receive and give thanks to God for the grace that He so desires to give, if only we will receive by faith. So we have these three terms. We have the Lord's Supper. It is the Lord's table, the Lord's meal that we share. We have Holy Communion, that it is the community brought together and made holy with Christ and with each other in remembrance of Jesus, being remembered to Him, being brought back together with Him. And it is the Eucharist, the celebration, the thanksgiving, literally from the Greek, the thanksgiving meal, in which we give thanks to God for all that we have received, for the grace that we have received, and for the opportunity to gather at the table. Judas was at that table, and so are we. And just as none of us deserve to receive communion, not the most righteous, and certainly not the least, just as Judas had no business sitting at that table, just as Peter had no business sitting at that table, just as Matthew and John and Andrew and Philip, just as the disciples had no business sitting at that table, so also we have no business sitting at the table. And yet that is the very reason we are called to sit at the table, to gather at the table, to receive from the table. Because we need, because we are in need, He calls us to come and receive. And it is by coming to the table and receiving that we are cleansed and made whole. The washing of the feet. Not all of us are clean. Indeed, I would dare to say, none of us are. I know that when you smell feet, if your feet are like mine, they get closed up in socks and shoes for a day, and by the end of the day, you take the sock off and you go, whoo-wee, that smells bad. Well, if your feet smell bad after having been encased in socks and shoes for a week, I mean for a whole day, yeah, for a week, wow. If your feet smell bad having been encased in socks and shoes for a whole day, imagine what they would smell like if you had worn sandals and walked dusty streets. Yes, the sweat would be able to evaporate off, but they would be dusty and dirty. And oh, in need of washing. That is kind of how we are. Either smelly and icky, or dusty and dirty. And no matter what, we're in need of cleansing. That's what this evening is about. Monday, Thursday. Monday, it comes from a word in Latin meaning command or mandate. It's the same word from which we get the English word mandate. It's been mandated that we do this. It's been mandated, established by Jesus, that we partake of this wonderful feast. And one of the things we do here tonight, which we don't do, I mean, most Methodist churches don't do foot washings, and when they do it rarely, and like one night a year, and that's what we're doing today. Communion and foot washing. And in communion, we are reminded that God's grace is given to us. When we eat and drink the elements, they are conduits, they are means of grace, instruments through which we receive His wonderful grace and love and peace in the real presence of Jesus. We are empowered for ministry. In the washing of our feet, we are reminded that our Master knelt at the disciples' feet and washed their feet, even Judas's feet. And then we're called to go out and serve. We're called to go out and take someone else and bring them to Jesus to receive His grace and to be washed clean of sin. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're partaking of the sacrament of Holy Communion and of the means of grace and foot washing, to be reminded that just as we were brought to the table, and just as we receive Jesus' presence and receive a cleansing of our sin, so also we are called to go out and take someone and bring them to Jesus, to receive the grace from the throne and to be washed clean. We're going to experience both tonight. Being fed and washed, and going out and gathering in. But I don't want to be washed. Sorry. Jesus was very clear. If I don't wash you, He said, you have no part in me. Allow God's grace to wash over you, to cleanse and make you whole tonight. Receive from the table the grace He offers. Receive the cleansing touch of a symbol of water washing over your feet. And then, my friends, go and get someone else and bring them to receive and to be washed. Well, I don't want to do this. Jesus calls us to be washed and to serve. And if Jesus served, the Lord of all creation, if Jesus served, how can we say no? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.